is the Daily Circuit. I'm Tom Weber, and this, of course, is the Jackson 5. I want you back. That is arguably the best-known Jackson 5 song out there, even all these years after their last album, even after all these years after Michael Jackson's death. But now there is a new Jackson 5 song to be heard, and it's being released this week by a Minneapolis recording studio. It's actually a re-release of a song, but with an exciting new twist. Here to explain all of this is Eric Lehner, who joins me from Chicago. Eric, thanks for being here.
Glad to be with you today.
And Will Gilbert is here in studio. He's with the Minneapolis studio Secret Stash Records. Will, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, so Eric, let's get into this story. Your dad was named Ernie Lehner. Your uncle was George Lehner. And the Lehners were very successful black music businessmen in Chicago, and they have a history with the Jacksons. So tell us this story.
It's very interesting to me because I was very, very blinded to my dad and my uncle working with the Jacksons. I was young. I lived in California, so I wasn't around it my entire life. Moved back here in 76. Fast forward, I get a call from Jake Austin, who's been doing a lot of research on the history of the Jacksons and their Chicago years and Gary, Indiana years, and I guess doing the research he was doing, he kind of put together that there were some inconsistencies going on, and he realized that there was two sessions being discussed that everybody thought was one. So he gave me a phone call and said, hey, allegedly the Jackson 5 recorded at your dad and uncle's studio. And this was news to me, so I didn't get extremely excited about it or anything like that. But he told me, he said, if you find this, it's could be the holy grail of Jackson's recordings. It's a demo tape, or was a demo tape, and I didn't think we had it. We had previously cataloged all of the masters that we inherited from my dad, and my uncle preceded him in death, so my dad possessed all the masters.
And it, we're talking about, just to interrupt you there, Eric, is Big Boy. It's a song that became the first recording by the Jackson 5.
Yes, indeed. That is exactly the song that I'm talking about. And we thought we laid everything out and referenced everything we had, and that wasn't on the list. So I give a call to my brother-in-law because they were storing the masters at their house, my sister Phyllis. And my brother-in-law, Herb, were storing the tapes for us in their basement. And I said, you know, I just got a message. I'm sure it's gone, but it's worth taking a second look since we did this inventory. I don't think it's there. But if you don't mind, could you look around again and see if you see anything that says Jackson's, Jackson 5, anything like that?
Now, we know the song Big Boy, Eric. I mean, this is a song that was released, but what you're talking about is another version of the same song recorded at your father and uncle's studio that no one knew about.
Correct. Correct. Including me. And, as I learned more and more about it, I learned that the Jackson 5 were actually playing on it and singing as well. The one that was released on Steeltown was Michael singing with some adult musicians playing and also singing background for him. So that was the uniqueness to this song.
And you found it.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, Herb. I have to give him full credit, Herbert Newkirk. He went and he looked. He was a former warden for the Indiana State Prison System, now retired. And so he had some time on his hands. He found the tape, called me. I called Jake. And that's pretty much how the story hit.
So you found this. I mean, this sounds, Eric, this is literally a cleaning out the attic after my dad died kind of a story.
Yeah, my dad died in Michigan, and we relocated all of the stuff that all of us didn't take to our own houses. We took all the records and all of the tapes, all the equipment to Phyllis's house, and we stored it there.
So the song we're about to hear, we're going to play a moment of it here. Again, this is a song you will have heard, but Eric, the difference here is that the only musicians on this track, as opposed to the one that was originally released in the late 60s, this one is all the Jacksons.
That is what I'm told.
They're playing the instrument and doing backup, which is not exactly what you heard on the original Steel Town release. So here it is. This is this new song being released here by a Minneapolis label, which we'll talk about a little bit more here in a minute. This is the Jackson 5, I'm a Big Boy Now. Will Gilbert here from Secret Stash Records in Minneapolis. Will, had you heard this song before? Did you know this song?
I didn't. You know, this was kind of a roundabout way of coming across this recording was I work for Secret Stash Records, and for the last 5 years or so, we've been working to find older recordings and put them together in reissues and compilations. So a lot of my time, I'm just looking out there on the internet or talking with people, trying to find, like, what's a great song that you can't buy somewhere? And I came across some of the recordings on Wonderful and some of their sub-labels like Toddlin' Town, and I immediately became hooked, and I started kind of Googling around, like, Wonderful Records, what's the story with this? And I came across the very article that Eric had mentioned that Jake Austin wrote about after Michael Jackson passed in 2009. He started digging into what is the first time that the Jackson 5 ever recorded. Yeah. And I guess several months before their Steel Town release of Big Boy, they spent a bunch of time with a bunch of wonderful producers and arrangers and songwriters, and basically went to school. They would, you know, go to school, and afterwards they would drive into Chicago from Gary, and they would work from, you know, 5 p.m. to 9 o'clock or later, and learn how to play their instruments, learn how to perform. You know, they had already been doing it for years, but just kind of polishing it. And one of the songwriters, Eddie Silvers, wrote this Big Boy track for Michael Jackson to sing. And it's kind of amazing to think about something like foreshadowing with, you know, he's a big boy now. He'd just turned 8 years old when he recorded it. He didn't have time for toys. He didn't have time for playing around, which, as we know, later learned about Michael, you know, that he didn't have time for those.
So Eric, this really is then... In Jackson 5 and Jackson lore, this is the Holy Grail. This is now, as I understand it, Eric, the earliest known recording of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, when Jake released the story, I was waiting for somebody else to come out with something that predated this. And I have not, through now, seen anyone come forward with it.
Now, Will, you mentioned Secret Stash. Your whole thing is to find these old recordings, remaster them, re-release them. You were talking about, you said things like the Wonderful label. That's something that Ernie and George did. They did all these recordings. They had all these interesting songs and albums kind of on these labels, the Wonderful label, as it's called. And is this just kind of a cherry on top? They already had all this other music, right?
In essence, yeah, it is. It's kind of like... It's like you're saying, this Holy Grail, like, on their own, without this recording, they were, I would say, probably in the handful of the most important black-owned record labels in Chicago, if not the whole country, during the 60s. The family history is just incredible. Like, Ernie and George started the first, what's regarded as the nation's first black record distributor in 1950, and they were a major player in helping independent labels from Chicago make hit records, like get them to radio and get them into stores and sold. And their uncle, Al Benson, was one of the premier African-American DJs in the 40s and the 50s, who, you know, was one of the first to introduce blues music to the radio.
How then did this song, this never-before-heard version of this song, end up here in Minneapolis at Secret Stash? Was this you kind of knowing it was out there and lobbying for it, or did it kind of just drop in your lap?
You know, my first introduction to these labels wasn't through the song, but once I came across this article that Jake Austin wrote in 2009, that kind of clued me into, you know, the whole history behind the song. And I just had looked at some emails a little bit earlier today. We've been working on this for about 2 years, putting together. There's over 250 other tapes that our great engineer John Miller has transferred and mastered for us. And we put together a series of 6 compilations that have almost 150 songs that really dive into, you know, some incredible music that many people haven't heard before.
So the side story here, but it's a big story too, Will, is that Secret Stash, starting next month, is going to release 6 albums over the next year, which are all 6 are made up of remastered Lerner Brother material, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
From the wonderful label. And this song here is that cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, I don't know if you ever actually held the tape in your hand at one point and realized that this was actually happening. Take me back to that day.
I was very doubtful. And I got to tell you, when we found it, we had no idea that it was still audible. So there was another challenge after we found the tape, which was to get it into a digitized format that we could actually listen to, because it was on the old 4-track tapes from back in the day. We didn't have a machine to play it. So we went on a search, and I found what I found to be one of the best in the industry, Sonicraft. And it came out, as Will will tell you, it came out perfect.
And the key here, the reason it's different than the big boy song you will have heard before now, is that the instrumentals here, the backups, are all done by the Jackson brothers, whereas the original version by Steeltown Records included professional musicians there doing the instrumentals. And in fact, if you take out Michael's vocals, you can hear just the instrumentals, which we'll do a little bit here. Will Gilbert, now that you're familiar with this song and both versions, which one do you like more? Are the Jacksons doing a good job here on instrument?
You know, what's kind of incredible is they are doing, I think, a better job. It's a more polished recording. It has, you know, a wonderful sound is what, you know, a lot of these session players that we've talked with over the last couple of years and done interviews with, just kind of learning the history behind it. You know, this was in a really good studio that had fine, you know, tutors that were teaching the Jacksons how to play, and they did a great job recording it. So if you compare this to the one that was released, this one is a lot clearer. It has some better instrumentation. It's just more professionally produced.
Eric Wiener, this has been fun, and I can't wait to see if you have any other secrets in a storage bin somewhere that your family doesn't know exists. And maybe we'll have to talk again in 5 years with the next big surprise.
Yeah, tell me about it. That would be wonderful, I guess, pun intended.
Eric Wiener is the son of Ernie Wiener, who, along with his brother George Wiener, they were the Wieners. They did the wonderful collection and the wonderful label in Chicago, which included working with the Jacksons of the Jackson 5. There's a whole assortment, a whole host of albums coming out over the next year from Secret Stash Records here in Minneapolis, which is a remastering and a release of a lot of these Wiener album songs. And as we noted here today, we have this additional new Jackson 5 song that's being released as well. Eric Wiener, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
And thanks so much for having me.
And Will Gilbert from Secret Stash Records. Thank you.
Come on, baby.